Tigers on the prowl, a graying officials corps, and playoff memories. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, presented by the Amber Alert Foundation. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. They're doing something different this weekend that they've never done before at Benton Harbor High School, and that's dancing in the 10th week of the football season. With an overtime win against Portage Northern last Friday, the Tigers finished the regular season with their first winning slate since 1989 at 5-4 and qualified for the MHSAA playoffs for the very first time. An amazing turnaround for a program that had been down for so long, and even more incredible in that until about 2 weeks before the season started, it didn't even have a head coach. But all that changed when former Western Michigan University football coach Elliot Uzalak got back in the game. And from day one, players like senior Sharif Alexander told MHSAA Network affiliate WSJM in St. Joseph that they bought in.
I bought into what he was saying because it sounded correct. It's how the program was supposed to be all throughout high school. He tells us this how the program should be set up, how it's going to be, and all what he said was going to happen, happened.
And for the 74-year-old Uzalak, who also coached at St. Joseph for a few years after leaving the college game, it's all about winning at life.
The most important thing to me is I see them growing on the field and off the field. I see, you know, young men developing more and more mentally and physically, and they're trying to do more things right.
The Tigers will host Wajak in a Division IV first-round game Friday night. Our Sparrow Health System game balls this week land in the Upper Peninsula, where Newberry senior Natalie Ballou won the girls Division III cross-country final for the second straight time in a school record 19:24.5. And Ishpeming High, placing 5 in the top 8, repeated as the Division II boys champion at the UP Cross Country Finals. Don't grab that energy drink for a quick pick-me-up. Choose a snack with carbohydrates and fluids, like a piece of fruit. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you love me?
When a child is abducted, the first 24 hours is critical. The Michigan Amber Alert Program helps get the word out fast, and that can make all the difference.
Will you care for me?
All you have to do to help is check the box on your state income tax form to make a small donation that could save a child's life.
Will you help? Check the box.
This message is sponsored by the Michigan Amber Alert Foundation and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Our weekly Be the Referee segment will help you better understand the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
A daily activity of the MHSAA is to recruit more officials in all of our sports. There is an urgency to try and bring in new, younger people into the game, as the current average age of an MHSAA registered official is just under 52 years old. Young officials are needed now so they can gain experience and be ready to step into the varsity and tournament ranks when many of our veteran officials get ready to hang up the whistle. With players getting bigger and faster all the time, it's important that our officials keep up with the pace of play, and the younger athletic officials we can recruit, the better off all of our games will be.
Thanks, Mark. You can be a referee. Go online now to MHSAA.com to register. And as we begin the 41st edition of the football playoffs this weekend, there are so many great memories to recall of past tournaments. It was that first tournament in 1975 with just 16 teams that saw the 72-game winning streak of the Hudson Tigers end at the hands of the Ishpeming Hematites in the Class C final at Mount Pleasant. How about that great 1989 Class B final where Mill the Thrill Coleman single-handedly willed his Farmington Hills Harrison team down the field in the final minute to defeat DeWitt? Or what about that flea flicker play gone wild in 1992 when Stacy Starr of Muskegon Reese Puffer caught a tipped ball at game's end and ran it into the end zone for a score as the Rockets upended Wald Lake Western in Class A? So many more memories to come in these next 5 weekends, but let's remember, folks, that it's still just a game. No lives are in the balance. No college scholarships will be won in the next few weeks. Go out and have fun with it and positively support the young people playing these games. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, presented by the Amber Alert Foundation, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.